I've had a few small hybrid SUVs in the last few weeks, one of which was the Kia Sportage HEV GT line. Regular listeners will know I have been a big fan of the diesel Sportage over the years, not so much the petrol, but the hybrid version has changed that. It's good, very good. Being the top model, the GT line, it comes with a host of little luxury features like heated and ventilated front leather seats with multiple electronic adjustment for the driver. Another feature is the nearly 25 inches of driver instrument cluster and central screen that all seem to merge into one. At its heart is a 1.6-litre turbocharged petrol-electric hybrid engine. This is matched to a 6-speed automatic transmission. It provides sprightly acceleration and excellent economy. We averaged around 6 litres per 100k for the week, and that's pretty good. For buyers that don't want to deal with the issues of living with an EV every day, hybrids are especially desirable. There's no range anxiety, excellent economy, and the case of the Sportage GT line, comfortable, safe and luxurious. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Australians are increasingly choosing electrified vehicles. But before you make that big decision, make sure you do your research first at ecocarguide.com.au. Log on today for a full guide to the new Audi Q8 50 e-tron Quattro. There's details on the big changes that Toyota's made to their hybrid range. And what's this? An e-hybrid Jeep coming to Australia? Get the details on the compass at ecocarguide.com.au.